Blog Talk Radio.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Welcome to H Blues Word.
You are now rocking with the best. Best.
Good evening. I am your host, Stacey Brewer, and you are listening to H Blues Word on Hampton Blue Radio via Blog Talk. It is Monday, October 21st, 2013. If this is the first time you're listening to us, you can follow us on Twitter at Hampton Blue, note E on the blue. You can also like our page on Facebook.com/Hampton Blue, again, note E on the blue, so that is BLU. Our show is also available on iTunes and the TuneIn Radio app. And just recently, the Stitcher radio app, simply search Hampton Blue Radio on those various platforms, and there we will be. Tonight, I am speaking with entrepreneur Amy Hampton of Sociology Wines. Of course, we love her last name, with Hampton. Amy was able to turn her passion into a nationwide business. She will be on shortly to speak on her journey and her business. Later, I will also be reviewing Steve McQueen's 12 Years as a Slave, starring Chiwetel Ejiofor. It is a film that digs deep into the tragedies of slavery. It is definitely a story that will take you on a roller coaster of emotions. But first, let's talk finances. Why is your financial health so important? Quite simply, because it's connected to everything else. If your financial life is suffering, other areas of your life will suffer too. That's why getting and staying healthy with your money is so important. Check out this clip by financial advisor George Irby. He speaks on how you can secure your finances not only for today, but for your future. Your future specifically meaning your retirement. We all will get older and will not be in a position to work 9-to-5 jobs. With that, listen to this clip to learn more about the steps you need to take to ensure you are healthy financially now and for your future.
Have you recently changed jobs? Are you about to retire from your company? If so, you'll need to make some important decisions about your retirement plan. Don't be among those who end up giving back a third of their taxes and penalties. Instead, let Wells Fargo Advisors help you handle your investments wisely. We can offer you a retirement/investment plan analysis to help protect your retirement money from taxes without sacrificing its growth and potential. For a personal approach in investing, contact me, George Irby, at 973-467-7709. That's 973-467-7709. Or email me at george.irby@wellsfargoadvisors.com. That's GEORGE.IRB as in boy, Y, at WELLSFARGOADVISORS.com. Again, that's George.IRB@WellsFargoAdvisors.com. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC membership SIPC is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company, investment bank securities and insurance products. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value.
Definitely contact George Irby. Do not waste any more time getting your finances in order. I will play another clip from George a bit later, but right now I would like to welcome entrepreneur Amy Hampton of Sociology Wines to the show. Hello, Amy, and how are you this evening?
I'm doing fabulous. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Excellent.
So, Amy, I believe that our past shapes our future. Looking at your bio, your past experiences have definitely prepared you to become one of the few women, I believe it is less than 1%, who actually own their own wine companies. With that, it is an honor, of course, to have you on H Blues Word. But tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and how you started your company, Sociology.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it's an honor. Thank you so much for allowing me to have this platform. When I started Sociology Wine, it became basically a love for serving others. I used to have parties at my home with 50 guests or more, and I would make custom cocktails based on wine for each one of my guests. And as time went by, I would make them based on their personalities, what they wore, how they would hold their wine, everything about them. I would try to create a wine profile or a wine cocktail based on them. And it was customized. And after a while, they used to go into party favors. People were like, can I have one? Where's the sangria? Where's your wine? Where's your things? Can I have something to take to a party? Can I have your recipe to take to a party? And one of my good girlfriends that came over, she used to say, I'm so tired you mess up your husband's kitchen. You need to turn this into a business. How about you, instead of just making them to party favors, how about you actually create this into a business? And that was in 2008. And at that time, I was working in healthcare administration. I was a regional manager for about 13 hospitals and had a, quote-unquote, a good job and a Roth IRA and all those good things that make you feel as if you're, quote-unquote, stable. But I really stepped out on faith in 2010 when I transitioned and actually put everything into a business plan. So I started off in 2008. Mixing and mingling with my girlfriends and family members, and then I transitioned in 2010, actually taking my passion to a business.
Wow, wonderful, wonderful. And not too many people have the courage to do what you've done, you know, because like you said, you know, you had the what they call the stable life, but I think it's always wonderful to be your own boss,
yes.
Which you are. Now, as Oprah has stated, the love is in the details, and looking at the Sociology brand, it is clear that a lot of intricate planning took place to build and mold this brand from the look to the taste. You even partnered with renowned New York fashion designer Brooke Hagel to design your sangria collection. Tell our listeners more about what they will experience once they purchase one of your Sociology wines.
Well, yes, one of the key features when you first look at Sociology is the pearlized bottles. I've been wearing pearls since I was 12 years old when I used to sit on the first row with my grandmother in church. So
yes.
I love pearls. And I wanted a bottle that looked like it was already wrapped and ready to present to someone when you go to their house or for hosting a party. I wanted you to have to get a bag to put the wine in. I wanted something that looked special and unique when you first saw it. And then, it, in essence, the figure on the bottle looked like it was ready for the same party that you were going to. It was fully dressed. So I started off with the whole idea of going to my closet and picking out my favorite clothing to put on the bottle to represent the actual wine taste. So say, for instance, for my first varietal is Blushing Rose. Blushing Rose has real rose water, vanilla, strawberry nectar, melon, and fused in the Chenin Blanc wine. And the Blushing Rose itself, the wine profile came from the love of going to Central Market every day and actually perusing the aisles and trying to find the most exotic flavors I can possibly find to make Sociology, the actual wine profile, special and unique.
Mm-hmm.
So the lady on the figure of the bottle, she's adorned in a really pristine or pretty-like pink dress, and she's in gold shoes, and she's completely, only thing that's actually rendered in color is her dress to represent the actual wine profile itself. I didn't want the bottles to represent any type of color, creed, or anything. I wanted it to look like every woman can look at her and really align to her. And then you go on to the Red Berry. Red Berry has his juxtaposition of this chambray shirt and this glamorous gold sequin skirt. So she has this approachable glam to her because Red Berry can be, you know, is full with pomegranate and cherry and vanilla and citrus infused in the red wine. And I wanted that juxtaposition. She felt comfortable with her, but she's glamorous at the same time. This approachable glam feel to the red wine, as well as the white citrus. She's sunny, she's bright, she's fun, she's the life of the party. So when you receive Sociology citrus, you have the same type of look and feel of what the wine is going to taste like. And has, you know, everything is in there with all the lime and the lemon and the grapefruit, all infused in the white wine. So all of those flavors and the fashion goes hand in hand. So when you look and you feel sociology, you feel the fashion, you feel the brand, you feel the great taste, all mixed together to make an awesome package for someone to enjoy.
Wow, that is amazing. That is truly what Oprah meant. You know, that's clearly a love you have there for your brand. That's great detail. And I think a lot of people, like you say, you know, a variety of people can relate to it. And so what have you found, which flavors are the most popular with your collection?
It depends on which region. When I did an event in Martha's Vineyard, and I would say the red berry was, you know, on the East Coast, the red berry was the one, because that juxtaposition of that cool sophistication, they love the red berry. When I go to the Midwest, they love the blushing rose. They tend to like lighter white wines in the St. Louis or area. When I go in here in Texas, the big seller is the red berry as well. So come to find out, red berry was my very first formula. So I would call her my first socialista, my first baby. When I created her, that was my base sangria or wine cocktail I would create for my guests at my home. So she has a special place in my heart. So she's one of the top sellers right now.
Yes. Now, are you thinking of exploring more flavors, or are these going to be the main ones for now?
They're my staples, but I created a total of 8.
Okay.
So when
eight.
I first,
okay.
Yeah, there's a total of 8 in the collection. They will come in and out of season based on spring, summertime, and winter and holiday.
Oh, perfect, perfect. Now, so for our listeners out there, some of them may be planning parties or celebrations. What type of hors d'oeuvres would go well, you think, with your collection, with the variety of flavors you have there?
Absolutely. Well, with the blushing rose, she's lighter. She's very bright. Most of the things that go well with her are lighter foods, such as seafood and light chicken, and we love chocolate with her. She's awesome. Things like that. Light foods work best with the blushing rose. More savory foods work best with the red berry. And then the citrus, it pretty much goes with anything. She's pretty versatile in terms of the wine profile for that one.
All right, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, see, that's what I think. I'll just have all three.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
it's always a party with sociology, so I would love to be able to bring those to the viewers with listeners.
Exactly. Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes. Let's flip the script a little bit. What inspires you to keep going in what is clearly a male-dominated competitive industry?
My passion to bring people the best. I
mm-hmm.
love to serve. It's part of who I am. I have this desire to always serve others. The business itself started from just serving others. When I go into different meetings, I'm normally the only person that looks like me.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like that. I believe that by me being there, I'm shining light on other people coming after me to be there. That's more than just me. There'll be more people there that will be able to look like me in that boardroom. I want to make for certain that I have always a quality product. I always try to make a great presentation and always make for certain that they're getting a quality product. I think that shines through more so than anything that I look like or how I was born as a woman. I want to make for certain that when I'm there, I can make space for other people to be there after me. So that's what propels me. The service, and making sure to lift as I climb.
Yes, I love the lift as I climb. Now, with that, starting and launching a successful business of any kind takes drive, focus, patience, and even a little bit of luck. But what advice do you give to the aspiring entrepreneurs out there, particularly female aspiring entrepreneurs who have a passion but may not know exactly how to turn it into a business?
Absolutely. I would say it takes a lot of soul searching. Find
mm-hmm.
out what you are great at and then try to perfect that in terms of putting together all the nuts and bolts of your business on paper and actually surveying with others around you. Before I stepped out on faith, I first started with my inner circle, and then from there did research, put together tasting panels, and really did my due diligence before just stepping out there. Because it looks really easy, but it's very difficult to go from a passion to a product. I wanted to make for certain before it went out to the public that you definitely be able to do your due diligence, do the research on the industry that you're trying to go into, and figure out all the things that can be a challenge, and then build on those challenges by making it into opportunities to make it better. That's what I recommend.
Oh, we love that. Now, I definitely believe your company has the staying power and will be around for years and years to come. So where do you see this company and brand going in the next 5 to 10 years, 20 years, and on and on?
I'm glad you asked that question. I grapple with that every day. But I put it in my business plan. I foresee Sociology being a lifestyle brand, just like the B. Smiths of the world, just like the Martha Stewarts of the world, just like my dear Oprah Winfrey of the world. I want it to become a brand and license Sociology, the name, on all home good products. Anything that's dealing with the art and science of mixing and mingling, I want Sociology to have their name on that. Because in essence, Sociology means that much to me. And also, I believe Sociology represents people. And since people are the foundation to being able to have a great society, I want it to represent those for people.
And it's perfect timing because it's interesting because we live in a social world. The world is becoming smaller. We have the online social world, and I think it would be great to have a brand like yours, keeping in mind that we still need to talk, we still need to see each other, you know, we still need to celebrate together. You know, the online world, as you and I were talking about, you know, it's wonderful, but it's still all about that one-on-one contact, and I think your brand will help bring people together, so I love that.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yes. So now I'm going to have my little Oprah moment here. I would like to, I would love for you to complete these 3 sentences if you can. Fine wine is like?
Great conversation.
Love it. When it is time for celebration, I?
Bring out my highest heels.
Sociology wine is
a unique experience that's shared by everyone.
Love it, Amy. Thank you so much for joining H. Blue's Word. I definitely enjoyed our conversation, and I'm so proud, again, to see you as a strong woman go after your dreams with no fear. I know your future is definitely bright. So thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm giving you a virtual hug right now.
Thank you, as am I, giving you one as well. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you again, Amy. Definitely enjoyed speaking with you. I truly hope you come back and chat with us about any updates regarding Sociology. You, our audience, can find out more about Sociology Wines by visiting Amy's website, sociologywine.com. That's sociologywine.com, SOCIOLOGIEWINE. That's SOCIOLOGIEWINE. SociologyWine.com. And I will have the link on the Blog Talk Radio page where you're pretty much listening to the show. So you can find the link below the audio player there, sociologywine.com. Now, next up, my review of the new film, 12 Years as a Slave, starring Chiwetel Ejiofor and directed by Steve McQueen. But before I get to that, here is another clip by George Irby regarding how you can secure your finances for retirement and beyond.
In football, a Hail Mary pass or a trick play can put points on the scoreboard, but a victory usually depends on a successful game plan and diverse playbook. It's the same thing with investing. Wells Fargo Advisors has the experience, tools, and perspective to help create a diversified investment plan that's right for you. For more information, feel free to give me a call, George Irby at Wells Fargo Advisors at 973-467-7709. That's 973-467-7709. Or shoot me an email at george.irby@wellsfargoadvisors.com. That's GEORGE.IRB@WELLSFARGOADVISORS.com. Again, that's george.irby@wellsfargoadvisors.com. Wells Fargo Advisors LLC membership SIPC is a registered broker-dealer and a separate non-bank affiliate of Wells Fargo Company, investment bank securities and insurance products. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantee, may lose value.
Solomon Northup is my name. I'm a free man.
If you want to survive, do and say as little as possible.
I don't want to survive. I want to live.
The condition of your labor is all wrong.
Man does how he pleases with his property.
You say that with pride.
I say it as fact.
I thought you know something.
I did as instructed.
There's something wrong. It's wrong with the instructions.
There is no justice in this, baby.
If justice had been done, I never would have been here.
In his own time, could Lord have managed them all.
I will not fall into despair. I will keep myself hardy till freedom is opportunity.
12 years a slave.
Well, I was a free man. I'm not a slave.
Rated R. In theaters October 18th.
I believe CNN said it best regarding 12 Years as a Slave. It is agonizingly magnificent. Directed by Steve McQueen, starring Shea Whittle as Jofor, 12 Years is based on the story of Solomon Northup, a free black New Yorker who was drugged, kidnapped, and sold into captivity in 1841. As the title suggests, Northup labored on plantations for 12 years before he finally won back his freedom. He was one of the lucky ones, living to write about his experiences years later. That memoir is the basis of this film. Many are saying that this film is the first time that slavery has been examined on a big screen. Now, that is not technically true, as we have seen films such as Amistad, Beloved, Glory, Lincoln, even the fantastical Django. So, this is not the first time, but I will say it is perhaps the first time we have dealt with the psychological aspect of slavery on the big screen, because, you know, we're not talking about the small screen, because, of course, we had Roots on the small screen, but on the big screen. But with this story, you really get into the psyche of the slave, and in many ways you kind of get a sense as to why African Americans today, generations later, are still hurting from the abuse, the physical, the mental, the emotional, from that era. This film covers it all. Lynching, families, of course, being separated, kidnapping, beatings, rapes. This film simply put, is the real. It's interesting that many of the people involved in the making of this very American story aren't Americans. McQueen is black and British of West Indian heritage. Jofor is Anglo-Nigerian. Michael Fassbender, who plays the deranged slaver, Epps, is German-Irish. And hope I'm saying her name right, but Lupita Nyong'o, who plays Patsy, the unwilling object of Epps' sexual obsession, is Mexican by way of Kenya. Shea Whittle Jofor actually was not sure he was ready to take on this role initially.
I think I felt the responsibility of that. I felt the responsibility of telling a story about this experience an experience I'd never seen before. And you worry if you're the guy to do that, to tell that story, whether you're going to mess it up, I didn't want to mess it up, and then at the same time, you know, as an actor, it's a strange thing sometimes that you hunt for that great part, you know, that great job and that great thing, and then you can get a script through the door and you're conflicted, you're worried about your own ability, you know, your own talent, and you you're kind of, you know, that voice is kind of can be quite big in your head sometimes of worry and concern, and so you kind of squeeze that down and say, okay, I'm going to engage with this. Of course I am, and you know, and that's when I spoke to Steve again, and then we were sort of just off to the races.
Chiwetel did a magnificent job as Solomon Northup. His facial expressions, in particular, allowed us to get into, again, the psyche of a man stripped of his freedom, separated from his family, emasculated, dumbed down. That Chiwetel was able, through his presence, he was able to show, as an actor, that even though the character Solomon's physical body was trapped, his soul was still connected to that which is greater than him. His soul was still a man of courage, intelligence, still connected to his family. His soul was still free. Lupita, who plays Patsy, also did a superb job. She, too, had to escape from her physical self in order to survive. You know, she had to look and feel beyond her physical experience. And once you see the film, you will understand how she dealt with that and where she felt freedom only existed. She and Solomon truly shared a bond in their struggle, but differed in how they dealt with that struggle. This film will definitely take you through, as I stated earlier, a roller coaster of emotions. The film is hard to stomach at times, not because of the quality of the work, of course, it is superb work, but because it forces us as Americans to truly face our past, the hardships of our past, and in many ways ask ourselves, how is this past still affecting us today, the present? There was a very interesting conversation in the film among the enslaved men, including Solomon, who had just been captured or kidnapped. They spoke on what would be required of them to survive. They agreed that they were to speak as little as possible, not fight back, not even show their intelligence to their masters as to avoid any trouble. One enslaved freeman states, if you want to survive, tell no one who you really are, and don't tell anyone you can read or write unless you want to be a dead. When I saw and heard this scene, it made me think of how today some African Americans somewhat carry that same mentality. Some of us do not want to appear too smart. Except today, it is not per se about survival, but it is more about, in some cases, about fitting in. Not even among whites, but among other African Americans at times. The term acting white usually applies to African Americans, which refers to a person perceived as betraying their culture by assuming the social expectations of white society. Success in education, in particular, depending on one's culture background, can be seen as a form of, again, selling out, disloyal. This is a curious interpretation, as after the American Civil War, freedmen were so eager for education that both adults and children went to school, and families strongly supported their children becoming literate. But it's just interesting, you know, you see that conversation about hiding one's intelligence in this film. The term acting white is controversial, and its precise meaning is still hard to define, but there's just a sense, though, that some minority students are discouraged from achieving in school by the negative prejudices of their fellow peers who do not want to be left behind. Such view has been expressed in articles in the New York Times, Time Magazine, and the Wall Street Journal, and by public figures and academics across political spectrum. Now, you know, I just wanted to mention this briefly. We will not get too deep in that discussion, but that was the thought that came to me while watching that scene again. So, it just said to me again that today some of us still have a slave mentality, that some of us
are still not free mentally. Now, Steve McQueen, the director, did a brilliant job. Yes, some things were disturbing and uncomfortable. He truly just put it right there in your face, right there in your psyche. Other scenes were more subtle. An example, a slave is being punished. He's strung up to a tree and left there hanging for hours upon hours, balancing on the tips of his toes. The only thing, the only things keeping him from a snap neck, are him balancing on the tips of his toes. Now, all around him, life goes on. The only sounds are the symphony of insects in the southern heat, and in the man's grunts. He grunts as he struggles to keep his feet on the ground. This was the way of life then. This was America. For most slaves, as shown in this film, every day was a fight to survive, and how you survived varied day to day. Some things were just, unpredictable. But for Solomon, survival was not enough. As he states, "I don't want to survive." He states, "I want to live." The desire to live is what drives Solomon eventually to find his freedom once again. So this is truly just a must-see film. Right now it is in limited theaters, but it already is showing strong numbers. In just 19 theaters, 12 years has grossed $960,000. So, it's definitely doing well financially. And Oscar buzz is also surrounding this film for the lead actor, Shea Whitell, Jofor, and for the director, Steve McQueen. McQueen is a director, like I stated, who is just not afraid to go there. And we are just so happy that he did go there. And this film is definitely very necessary. I give it a 4.5 out of 5 stars. So definitely a must-see. Well, that is my show for the night. Be sure to catch me and Ms. Fancy this Friday as we speak on frenemies. We will speak on how sometimes it is your so-called friends who can do the most damage and hurt and dirt towards you. I hate to sound dramatic, but it's the truth. Sunday, Hollywood and Friends will be back at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Tonight, the TLC biopic Crazy, Sexy, Cool airs on VH1. It airs at 9 p.m. For some of you in the East Coast, it's airing right now. In the West Coast, I guess it will be 9 p.m. for you guys. I never know. Sometimes they may be airing it right now for you guys, too. But it's slated at 9 p.m. But definitely check out that film. We interviewed Little Mama June 16th. She spoke about her role as Lisa Left Eye Lopez in the film with us. And you can look for that episode in our archive episode area via blogtalkradio.com /HamptonBlue. Again, Know You on the Blue. Or you can catch the interview via iTunes or Stitch It. So it should be on there. It may not be on TuneIn Radio, but definitely on iTunes. So again, search Hampton Blue, and it's definitely a great interview. It was featured on Vibe.com, Boss Up, Concrete Loop, Global Grind, and more. So definitely check it out. With that, I will leave you with a radio spot from the biopic, which will probably air for years to come. As Chili stated, they decided not to take this story to the big screen and instead opted for the small screen because, in her mind, it might actually have a longer life. They want this story to be like the Temptation story and the Jackson miniseries, which has played for over a decade on television, so future generations become aware of their history. Their rock and roll history. And I definitely cannot wait to see this biopic. TLC is definitely an inspiration and still the best-selling female group of all time. So check out this. And may Left Eye continue to rest in peace. My fellow Gemini sister, Left Eye. And until next time, peace.
Lisa Lopez, Tion Watkins. This is Rosanda Thomas. I'm going to see if this might work.
Yes, I like it. This one, she's rap.
Then do that booty pumping, drop, shake it.
Then you got the funk, hip-hop, with the low growl.
Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And you got the pretty one here, representing R&B.
What about your friend?
That's not right. Yeah, I definitely could kick around to that.
It's going to explode. No, I don't want no.
He's about to blow up.
TLC just got eight ribbon
nominations. We like superheroes.
Call 911. We have a situation.
Can Watkins has sickle cell anemia.
I'm not going to die. I want this baby, Dallas.
Lisa Lopez. I'm your number one fan.
You need to man up. We can get through this.
I'm the one that's supposed to be having a baby.
All of these people around me and no one is listening. I'm right here.
Are you serious? We got 5 minutes to get to TRL.
I don't gotta listen to you.
We got the number one selling album and we ain't got no money.
We are for real.
What we gonna do?
Something new.
With TLC, and this means over.
Sorry, Puff.
No girl's ever done anything like this.
I know that you're gonna have it your way or nothing else.
You know we love you, girl.
Think you're moving
too fast.
The MTB thing.
TLC Story, a VH1 original movie, premieres October 21st at 9 on VH1.